sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Ravina Marina Rasi Sheyichyo, the schus Moshira ben Peshadina, Hainis Shlita, and Aaron Yisrael ben Reb Moshe Mordechai Feit Shlita, and Rabbi Chaim Shrek Shlita, and Rabbi Eitan Feldman Shlita, and Reb Shmuel Stein Shlita, them and their entire families, the Bracha, the Hatzlacha, Bechol Maaseh Yedeihem. The Rambam, in the sixth parak of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, in the seventh halacha, writes, Ein adam yetzei yedei chovasa b'achilas matzah shi asur lo. Person's not yotzei yedei chovasa when he eats matzah that's asur to him. For example, tevel. Or stolen matzah. V'zaklal, and the rule is that if you bench, you're yotzei. If you don't bench, you're not yotzei. Meaning, if you can bench on this food, then you can also use it for matzah. If you can't bench on it, then you can't. So if you're dealing with tevel, you can't bench on it. So it's not matzah. If you're dealing with the stolen matzah, you can't bench, so you can't be yotzei matzah. And this is a very difficult Rambam, as has been pointed out by many, and we've discussed this in recent shiurim, that the Brisim Psachim Lamed Hayom Bei says Tana Rabbanan Yochel Yotze Adim De Chovasu Betevel Shalom Niskan, etc. Shnitlem in a Trumas Trum Gedola Velonet Lemim Menu, etc. Filo Ma'is Rishenim Minayin Tam Adom Lo Sochel Av Chomet Misha Isuro Mishum Bal Tochel Alav Chomet Yotze Zeh Shein Isuro Mishum Bal Tochel Chomet El Mishum Bal Tochel Tevel. Gemara says that, you know when you're not Yotze Matzah? If it's only Aser Alts Tevel, and it can't be Aser Alts Chametz. And Tevel can't be Chametz, so therefore you're not Yotze. Frek the Gemara, I don't understand. V'Isur de Chametz Heichan Azla, where did the Isur of Chametz go? It's Aser Alts Chametz, it's Aser Alts Chametz. Well, why can you say that Tevel prevents Chametz? And says the Gemara, this is Reb Shimon. Well, it's a nisr chalal isr, so the chametz can't be chal on the tevel. So the Rambam doesn't bechal paskin that if it's not mishum bal tochal chametz, but mishum bal tochal tevel, you're not yotze. The Rambam says it's because you can't bench on it. So chora, he's referring to the psul of einzem mevarich al menayitz. It's like a blaspheming of God. It's not a bracha. So this is din mitzvah bab avera, as many achronim understand. And the Gemara seems to say that this is not a mitzvah bab avera problem. This is a special gzeres hakosuv of lo sochal olav chametz mishisur mishum bal tochal olav chametz yatzis zeh sheni sur mishum bal tochal chametz al mishum bal tochal tevel. It has to be aser only alts chametz, and tevel can't be chametz. So that's why, but not because of mitzvah bab avera. So where's the Rambam coming from? However, the Rishonim already ask on the Braisa, why do you need especially Alfusa? Just say it's a mitzvah bab avera like the Rambam. In other words, the Rambam is almost a kash in the Gemara. Why does the Gemara just go with the Rambam? The Ramban, so we have two kashes. The Rambam veers from the Gemara, and the Gemara veers from Pashtus that it's pashut a mitzvah bab avera. The Ramban, in Psachim Lamed Hay, writes, nearly the Yotzim Betevel Maiserishim Shun Masnisuk Makor Sheshis. So the Ramban says that you're yotze with tevel because the Mishnah was established like Reb Shimon, who says ein iser chol al iser. That's what Reb Sheshes says. But here it's an Isser Mosif. What's Mosif? That not only now is Alts Chametz, Tevel, it's only Aser Ba'achila. Chametz is also Aser Ba'hana. And therefore the Isser is Chalal Isser, and you could be Yotze. So you could taka be Yotze with the Matz of Tevel. Not like the Gemara, because the Gemara is going according to Rav Shimon, who holds that Ain Isser Chalal Isser, but we hold that if it's an Isser Mosif, it's Chalal Isser, so there's a Mosif here. In other words, the Chametz is adding on to the Tevel, then now it's even Asr Bahana. And what about the mitzvah of Abba Veirish? Who says the Ramban? No. Tevel's not a mitzvah of Beirish because you can fix it. So Adarabba, Mikocha, Mavur, Bebrai, so the Ramban comes to the conclusion that Lalacha Yoyotze Yidei Chova Gam B'Tevel. Shekein Lahalacha. Because we paskin Lahalacha that if you have an Isser Kolel or an Isser Mosif, that if it adds on Isserim to the person or to the object, so the Isser is Chalal Isser. So if this Tevel would turn into Chametz, there would be an Isser Chametz. That's Chalal Isser Tevel. So it emerges that according to the Braisa, you could be Yotze with Matzev Tevel. So it emerges then that the Rambam's halacha is against the Gemara, is against the Gemara essentially, because it comes out according to the Gemara. If you take it one step further, you could be Yotze the way we paskin. You could be Yotze with Tevel, because it's an Isser Mosif, because now it's Chometz makes it even Asr Bahana, so the Isser is Chalal Isser. So once you say the Isser is Chalal Isser, you can be Yotze. And the Rambam says that you can't be Yotze with Tevel. So the halacha, it would come out from the Gemara that only according to Reb Shimon, you can't be Yotze with Tevel. But the Didan, the weak paskin, that you can be Yotze. And the Rambam doesn't paskin and says you can't be Yotze. On the other hand, the Rambam's issue was Betzei Abirach Niyetz Hashem, that it's a disgraceful bracha to Hashem to make a bracha on something asur. So the Ram Lachor is coming mitzad mitzvah Abba Baveira. Rambam learns that Ne'atzah is shaykh both in the bracha and the kiyum mitzvah. The Ramban holds that the svar of biyado l'sakein removes this matzav of mitzvah b'avera. Since you can fix the tevel, it's not a mitzvah b'avera. But the obvious kasha is that until you fix it, it's an avera. Until you fix it, it's an avera. So what do you mean you could fix it? You could fix it. You could be machshir the meat and remove the blood. But if he wasn't machshir the meat and remove the blood, then it's asur to eat. He could fix it. That, how does that help that it's not a mitzvah above avera? Rashi in Dibra Maslu Demar writes, "V'amrinu lekaman misha esur misha bal toichel chametz levado ata yotze l'shum matze yotze misha yesh lo iser acher." So if it has a different iser, then you're not yotze. Only if the only iser is bal toichel chametz. The only issue is chametz and not something else. Inami havile mitzvah ba bavera. Or it's a mitzvah ba bavera. So you see from Rashi that he brings two reasons down. He brings the reason of the Gemara, that it has to be Yasser only Alts Chametz, but not Alts Tevel. And since it's Asr Mitzat Tevel, so then it can't be proper matzah. Because it's not only going to be Asr because of Chametz, we're not going to be Asr at all because of Chametz. And number two, he brings the reason of Mitzvah Baba Veirus, this is the third Shita. So we have to understand now, again, not like the Rambam and like the Ramban, he brings down both reasons, which neither of them do, neither the Ramban nor the Rambam. And the question is, once you have mitzvah abav avera, what do you need a special yalfusa for? Just go with the general mitzvah abav avera thing. As you say, think, but go with the general mitzvah abav avera. You have to speak divrei Torah b'kavod. So, it's a mitzvah abav avera. Why do you have to come onto the special yalfusa of misha sur mishum bal tochel of chametz, yes, is Hashem sur mishum bal tochel chametz, ela mishum bal tochel tevel? So, Rav Ezrachi Shlita says as follows: it's mukhach midivrei Ramban that the psul mitzvah baba avera is not because of the avera that's done b'shas ma'aseh mitzvah. Because there's no suffek that if a person eats tevel, it's an avera. It's an avera gemura. And what's going to help any svara? Or you can fix it. What does that help? It's an avera. So it must be that even if he the gavra does an avera b'shas ma'isa ha-mitzvah, nevertheless, mitzvah saluchud v'averah saluchud. The mitzvah is alone and the avera is alone. So it's muchach u'mavur midivrei Ramban that the yisod of the psul of mitzvah above avera, and this also seems from other places, is that the avera passels the object l'mitzvasa. She'avera poselet et achefetz l'mitzvato. It's psul and mechefza. And on this hagdara, the Ramban writes and was mechadesh that this is only an object which is never released from the avera. But if it can be fixed, it doesn't have the name of a cheftza disura, of a chefetz shel avera. But that in itself is tamua. Do you think tevel is a chefetz shel avera? No avera has ever been done with tevel. It's an avera on the gavra to eat it, but tevel is not a cheftza disura. It's not a machel. There was no avera done. It's usher to eat for the person, but it's no avera was done with this. So instead of the Ramban saying, no, it's beseder because you can fix it, just say that it's not an object of an avera. It's not a chefetz of an avera. So it appears what the Ramban means is that even if we say, as we see from numerous places, and this is the yesod of Rabbi Seinu, that a mitzvah above avera is a psul and the chefetz shel mitzvah, we still have to be ma'ayin. Is this talui only in that on the chefetz is nitfas a chalois shem chefetz shel avera? And according to this, it depends. Rak b'mikre, that just by chance an avera was done in the gufa chefetz, or we should say no, that the psul of the chefetz is chal not only when is an avera done with it, but even if there's no way to do a mitzvah with this object without an avera being done. It's not pshat just that an avera was done with it, but that it's impossible to do a mitzvah with an object that can only be used for an avera. So it emerges that the psul of mitzvah above avera is a psul cheftza. But this psul, this disqualification, takes effect not only when avera is done, but even through the fact that there has to be an avera that's committed with the mitzvah. You can't do a mitzvah with this object without doing an avera. So now we understand the Ramban, because it's clear that matzah shel tevel, no avera was done. And therefore you can't passel it because of the chalos shem avera that's chal and the cheftza. But it's still difficult. It should be passel because of the other hagdara. Because there's no way to do the mitzvah of matzah without being over the isser of tevel. So the two hagdaras, two definitions as to how something is going to be called a chefetz shel avera. Either an avera was done with the object, it's an avera dika chefetz, or no avera was done, but the only way you can do the mitzvah is by doing an avera. So on this kasha, the Ramban answered, no. The fact that it's not no avera was done with tevel is pashut, that the Ramban doesn't have to say. But the fact that the only way to do the mitzvah with this tevel is by doing an avera, the only way you can do the mitzvah of eating matzah is by doing the avera of eating tevel. And this the Ramban says, no. Since the whole ikar psul of this matzah is only because you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah without being over the isser of tevel, therefore, since there is b'chol zot efsharut l'shachara min avera, there's a possibility of freeing it from sin by being mitaken it, so it no longer has a psul chefza, because sof kol sof ein aver mechuyev et hametzius b'chefza zot. An aver is not mechuyev hametzius. You don't have to do an aver with this chefza. So now yesh laim b'shitas HaRambam. Rambam argues, right? Because the Ramban says that you can fix it. So you can fix it. An aver is not mechuyev hametzias. If it's an aver is not mechuyev hametzias, so it's not considered a heftz of avera. So now Baruch Hashem, we have clarity in the Ramban. But now the Yesh L'ayim b'shitas Rambam, he argues in Paskin's Matzah Shel Tevel, there's a psul mitzvah of avera. Is he arguing with the Iker Hanocha, with the very assumption? And he holds that even when there's no psul heftza, nevertheless, it's not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to eat the matzah because it would be done with an avera. In other words, even if he's molded to the Ramban that it doesn't have a psul cheftza, why doesn't it have a psul cheftza? Because you can fix it, like we said, but there's still a psul of mitzvah bab avera because the mitzvah will be done with an avera. If Itaka eats it al matzah, then he's eating tevel, so he's doing a mitzvah with an avera. So is that the Rambam's problem? That when he does the mitzvah, it's going to be done with an avera, and therefore there's no psul cheftza according to the Rambam, but there's a psul mitzvah of avera, because when he does the mitzvah, it's going to be done with an avera. Or we say that no, adarabba. B'zot kama Rambam modeh, she'ein ma'asa avera ha'nasa ba'adeh ha'mitzvah, mone'at kiyuma shel ha'mitzvah. The Rambam holds that a ma'asa avera done together with a mitzvah doesn't prevent the fulfillment of the mitzvah. He's arguing with the svar of B'yad ol'sakin, because the Rambam holds that he can be misalik the mitzius of tevel by being mafresh shumas and meisers. This is not moinea the psul of the cheftza because of the impossibility of being mekayim a mitzvah without an avera. Because sof kol sof, if he didn't fix it, he didn't fix it. So that was, what's the Rambam's problem? Is it that when he does the mitzvah of eating it, it's going to also be an avera of eating tevel? When he does the mitzvah of eating matzah, it'll be an avera of eating tevel? Or it's still called a cheftza de davera, even though it's biyadol attacking, even though he can fix it. But nevertheless, as long as it's tevel, you can't do the mitzvah of matzah without being over an avera of tevel. So there's a psul in the cheftza. So this is clarified from the Rambam. The fact the Rambam says this klal of anything that you're not benching on, you're not yotze. So it's clear according to this that whatever is preventing benching is preventing you being yotze, because they go together as far as mitzvah bab avera is concerned. That if it's mitzvah bab avera, you can't be yotze and you can't bench. The truth is, it is a machlokas. If you eat something aser ba'ones, do you make a bracha or not? When you eat a ba'ones, there's no shem avera. If it was totally in the avera that was done b'shas kiyum mitzvah, there's no doubt that you wouldn't prevent him from making a bracha. The issue is not the avera. The halacha to machlokas aposkim. The tour says, Aruch Chaim Simuch Chaf Dalet, the Beis Yosef there, V'Rabbeinu Yeruchim Kosa, V'Zeh L'Shono, Shosh Hashem Dover L'Rafua O'ocha, Lo Yivarech Alav Shimu Dover Aser V'Och Lo, V'Hu Mokum Sakona, Gam Kein Lo Yivarech. Oh, so he says, even Ba'ones, you know how to make a bracha. The Rosh argues, and he says that a cholo eats on Yom Kippur. Benches. And the Rosh holds like the Ravid, that if you're Sheochel Dvar Yisr Mevarech Olav, the Rambam holds you're not making a baracha. So the Beis Yosef proves from the Rosh that he argues with the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, because the Rosh holds that chola should make a bracha, and therefore the Beis Yosef is understanding if a chola makes a bracha, on Yom Kippur, that's arguing with Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham says if he's b'makom sakana, he should make a bracha. But a chol is making a bracha on Yom Kippur, so you see that makom sakana, you do make a bracha. But the Bach is docha this raya, and he's mechalik between ochel heter b'shas iser, and ochel iser b'shas heter. Rabbeinu Yerucham writes, he's talking about something that's aser bat smusa. He's not talking about eating on Yom Kippur. Because the Dover Atzmo by Yom Kippur is the Dvar Heter v'lo Dvar Iser. Rabbeinu Yerucham is talking about something that's Aser Batz Musa. That, there you don't make a bracha. But on Yom Kippur you can make a bracha because he's eating a Dvar Heter. This is Dvar Heter b'Shas HaIser. Chora, if it was Talui in the Aveira that was done by the eating, so it doesn't matter if he's a Chola, Ochel, Dover, Aser, and a Chola that's eating on Yom Kippur. Neither of them is an Aveira. Because it's mutter for a Chola to eat on Yom Kippur. And it's mutter for a Chola to eat a Dvar Iser. Shas Sakana. So neither of them is an Aveira. So it must be that the chalos shemen nayetz for being a blasphemer is not chal idea avera se'iser, but rather that the food is a dvar iser. That's what the Bach explains, that a meichel aser is a chefted isura, a meichel on Yom Kippur is a chefted etera. And this din that he's not a mevarach, he's a menayetz like the Gemara says above a comment Sadi Dalet, is totally in the cheftza. Does it have an iser or not? Not in the mice of the Gavra. And the Rambam says a klal. Shadin kiyum mitzvah ba'ofin shel ba ba'avera. That mitzvah ba ba'avera is equal to the din of bracha l'achila ba ba'avera. It's clear that if the din is that you don't make a bracha an achilas dvar iser, gamim ochal ba'ofin shel sakana, the din will be the same way when it comes to mitzvahs. Because the Rambam equates the din kiyum mitzvah, the din of bracha. If there's a bracha, there's a kiyum mitzvah. If there's no bracha, there's no kiyum mitzvah. So if the Rambam would hold that you don't make a bracha on achilas dvar iser or bonus shel sakana, then you'd also hold linyan mitzvahs. That if you eat tevel bonus, you're not yotzei yedei chovas matzah. And then it'll be muchach. That it's not the Aveira that prevents the mitzvah from being fulfilled, but it's the Cheftza. The fact that the Cheftza is Aser Ba'achila. But not the Aveira. The Ramban said, the Rambam holds that the din is that you don't make a bracha on eating something aser, even if you eat a b'shas sakana, we would say the same thing about mitzvahs. Sha'afim yochel as a tevel bonus, you're not yotzei de chovas mitzvahs matzah. And therefore it'll come out that it's not the aveira that prevents the kiyum mitzvah, but rather it's the fact that it's a cheftza di surah. And the Beis Yosef brings down that the Rambam Taka holds Eino Mevarech Olav. that if you eat a dvar iser, b'shas sakana, you don't make a bracha. Why don't you make a bracha? Not because of the avera, he didn't do an avera, but because it's a chefsa di sura. So the shame in night is chal, not because he did an avera, but because the meichel is a dvar aser. Meichel is a davar aser. And therefore the Rambam says that the meichel is a davar aser, not allowed to eat it, that prevents him from being mekayim a mitzvah. And that's tevel. The Rambam would hold that even if you ate tevel bonus, there's no bracha, and therefore there's no mitzvah. It's not the avera that's the issue, because this person's an ones, but rather that the chevetz mitzad atzmo is aser b'achila. So the moment the chevetz is aser b'achila, can't be yotze the mitzvah. So from here we see that the machlokas from the Rambam and the Ramban is founded on the svar of biyado l'sakein. Does this biyado make the object a non-avera object? Because you can do the mitzvah without the avera. Or we say no, and this is where the Rambam holds, that since kol zman shehu tevel, as long as it's tevel, you can't eat it without an avera. You can't be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. Because a chefetz, that there is surim that you can't avoid, b'shas kiyum ha-mitzvah, pasal the chefetz le-mitzvasa. So it comes out, according to what we're saying now, that why does the Rambam pasal tevel? Because the only way to eat tevel is by doing it. The only way he's going to eat tevel is by doing an avera. Because the chefetz mitzad atzmo is aser b'achila. It's not the actual avera that he's doing that bothers us, but the fact that it's an object that's forbidden by achila. This tevel. So the machlokas in the Rambam and the Ramban is biyado l'sakein. According to the Ramban, the biyado l'sakein makes it that it's not called a chefetz of isura. And the Rambam holds no. It's still a chefetz of isura. It has a surim, and that passes the chefetz l'mitzvasa. And therefore you can't make a bracha on it, and therefore you can't be yotzei the mitzvah on it, with it. So now we have to understand the alfus of lo socha lo chametz, mi shesur mishum bal toich al chametz, yotzei zeh sheyesur mishum bal toich al tevel. Does this mean that the gzeres hakosev is the sibas haptur? To say that the Torah was geyser, that you're not yotze yidei chovis mitzvahs matzah, unless it could become chametz. Or no, the alfus is just a gilui, that you can't be yotze yidei chovis mitzvahs matzah b'surim. That you're not yotze matzah with isurim. Misha isur mishu bal tocha chametz, yotze zesh isur mishu bal tocha tevel. There's an iser mishum bal tochal tevel, and you can't be yotze matzah. But what's the sibas iser? The sibas iser is the iser shebedaver, not the fact that there's no hechatimtzi of an iser chametz. We have Yalfusa that if it can't turn into chametz, then you can't be Yotzei Matzah. But that's not the reason that it's Aser. The reason that it's Aser is because you can't be Yotzei Yidei Chovas Mitzvahs Matzah B'Yisurim. The Isser Shebet Dover, that's what bothers us. Not the fact that there's no Hechatimse of the Isser Chametz. So in the first way, we thought that this Xeris HaKasuv was the Sibis HaPtor. The Torah says you can only be Yotzei Dechovas Mitzvahs Matzah if it can turn into Chametz. And Tevel can't turn into Chametz. Or maybe no. This is telling us that it says you're, if it's us or Mishum Baal Tocho Chametz, you can only be Yotzei if there's an Isser of Baal Tocho Chametz, but not if the Isser is Mishum Baal Tocho Tevel, which means that the Sibas HaIsser is that it's Tevel. The reason it's Aser is not the reason that you're Pater is not because it can't turn into Matzah. It's not because it can't turn into Chametz, but rather because it's Tevel. Because there's an Iser of Tevel. That's the Sibas HaIsser. And it emerges that even according to the Chiddush of the Ramban, that if you can fix the Kri, if you can fix the pile and you can be Monea the Yisr, it's not included Mitzvah of Avera, that's only before the Alfusa. But after the Chiddush of the Braisa, that there's the Alfusa that you're not Yotzei B'Matzah Shel Tevel, so based on what we said, this Gilu is Mechadesh, that even a Surim that you can fix are included in the Psul Avera, as far as Matzah is concerned. The fact that there's an Isser involved, that's it. You can't be Yotzei anymore. Nafkamina l'inyan Isurim ke'elu she'en b'kochem l'mnoa milocha l'olem Isser Chametz. So you have Isurim that don't prevent the Isser of Chametz. So it would appear, l'chora, in such a case, you're Yotzei. Alaf ha'Isser. Why? Because these averas don't prevent it from turning into Chametz. That's what you'd think. But based on what was Mischadesh from this Yalfusa, that the, in other words, the Yalfusa is only the Gilui for the Etzem Adin. And what's the Din? That only if it's Aser Alts, only if the Aser is Iser, is that it could be Chametz, you're Yotzei. But not if the Isser is Mishum Baal Tochal Tevel. But at the end of the day, the Sibas HaIsser is that it's Tevel. So the Etzem Adin tells us that if it's, it has to be potentially Chametz, and therefore that excludes Tevel. You can't be Yotzei with Tevel, because Tevel prevents the Chametz. So that's the Alfusa, but that's a Gilui telling us that this, the reason that it's going to be Aser is not because it can't turn into Chametz, but because it's Tevel. Right, the Pashut way to look at it is that the reason you're not Yotzei is because it can't turn into Chametz. That's why you're not Yotzei with Tevel. But the Mechudish way of looking at it is that that's the Yalfusa, that if we can't turn it to Chametz because it's Tevel, you're not Yotzei. But what's the Sibas Hapsul? Sibas Haptur. The Sibas Haptur is that it's Tevel, not that it can't turn it to Chametz. The Alfus is that if it can't turn into chametz because it's tevel, you're not yotze. That's the Alfusa. But sof, what's the Siba? Why aren't you yotze? Because it can't turn into chametz? No, that's just the Alfusa, but not turning into chametz. But now that it's usser, alt tevel, that's the reason that you're not allowed to be yotze. Misha sur mishum bal tochel chametz, yotze zeh sheasur mishum bal tochel tevel. If it's mishum bal tochel tevel, the fact that it's usser tevel, not that it's us that there's tevel and the tevel prevents the chametz. But now the sibas haptur is the fact that it's tevel. The afus is megala that you can't be yotzei dechovas matzis mitzvah b'yisurim. It's just phrased, it's formulated that it can't be altz baltocha, that if it can't turn into chametz because it's tevel, you're not yotzei. But why aren't you yotzei? Because it's not because it's tevel, because of the iser. And an iser can't be a mitzvah. Gemara there says in Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph for Avinu Amar, another teretz of why you're not yotzei with tevel. Even if you say it's the Rabbanan and the Yisr is Chalal Yisr, but that's only Mishi Yisur Mishum Bal Tocha Chometz LeBilvad Yatzezeh She'en Yisuro Mishum Bal Tocha Chometz Bilvad Ela Af Mishum Bal Tocha Tevel. So that excludes a case that's not only Yisr Alts Chometz but even Alts Tevel. So it is also going to be Aser Alts Chametz. But since it's Aser because of Tevel, you're not Yotze. And the Gemara says, no, that can't be the Pshat, because it doesn't say Bilvad. So therefore we go back to Rav Sheshes, that they're not two Aserim, there's only one, there's only going to be Tevel. So here also, we're just telling you the Makor La'etzem Adin. But the Yisod Apsul, the Sibis Apsul, is the Din of Mitzvah Baba Avera. That you can't be yotzei the mitzvah with the avera of eating tevel. So now the Rambam is very good. The Rambam invented a new psul that's not mavur in our Gemara, and it's also much from the Braisa that if not for the alfusa, we wouldn't passel. So if there's no issue of mitzvah above avera here. And after the Alfusa, the Avera only passels if it can prevent the Isser of Chametz from being Chal. But the Rambam doesn't seem to accept all that. The Rambam says it doesn't matter, any Avera is no good. And the Gemara doesn't even say Mitzvah Baba Avera. Based on what we said, Adarab. Everything the Rambam writes is actually from our sugya, because that was what was mischadish in the alfusa, that the matzah of tevel include a mitzvah of avera. Therefore, it doesn't matter what avera it is. And the Rambam doesn't care that it's biyado l'takein. The Ramban says biyado l'takein means that it's not considered an object that you can't do a mitzvah without an avera. The Rambam doesn't care. If it's tevel, the only way you can do the mitzvah is with an avera. So any object, that the only way you can do the mitzvah is by doing an avera, you're not yotze. Because that's a mitzvah above avera. The Ramban isn't bad. The Ramban says, no, it's not a chefz, it's not a chefz of avera, because you can get around it. The Rambam holds no. It doesn't matter that you can get around it. If the only way right now you could do the mitzvah is by doing an avera, that's called a mitzvah baba avera. And therefore this tevel is pasul. Because right now the only way you can do this mitzvah is by doing an avera. So that's the yisod of the psul of mitzvah baba avera, that the chefetz, the only way you, This chefetz is defined as something that you can only do the mitzvah by doing the avera, as we said before. Mitzvah baba avera is a psul in the chefetz shel mitzvah. That's the way the Rambam holds. And the only way you can do the mitzvah is by doing the avera. So again, after the alfusa, the problem is not that it can't turn into chametz. After the alfusa, we have the makor for the din, that if it's tevel, it's no good. Why? Because tevel prevents it from being chametz. But that's not the siba sapsul. That's just the makor that we learn it from. But what's the siba now that it's pasul? The reason is not that it prevents chametz, but because it's tevel. Just the source that we learn it from is that tevel, which prevents chametz, means you can't be yotze. But sof, now that we have that limud, the fact that it's usser makes it that you can't be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. Because a mitzvah babaveira, and again, the definition according to the Rambam of mitzvah babaveira, as the Achronim explain, is that the only way you can do a mitzvah with this object is by doing an avera, so that can't be yotze. So this tevel, the only way you can do the mitzvah, the Ramban gets around that by saying, no. Biyado l'taken. The Rambam says, but in the meantime, you haven't been metaken. And Mimela, the only way with this object you can do the mitzvah is by doing an avera. And that's a mitzvah above avera, and it doesn't matter what avera it is. It could be tevel, it could be anything. It doesn't matter whether it prevents it from turning into chametz. It doesn't prevent it from chametz. At the end of the day, the psul is mitzvah above avera. Just the makor of the limud is mishyasum mishabal tochel chametz, yasum mishabal tochel tevel. But now that we have this, it can't be because of it can't be a bal tochel tevel, it can't be tevel dicks, and now any isser is going to pass a little mitzvah. Okay, there's a lot more to say about this. Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, I hope the continuation, we will get to it, and we have an important Shagas Aryeh, which is just so important to learn, to know, and a lot of other inyanim here, very, very fascinating. So we should just be zocha to be able to continue, and please stay tuned, and we should zocha to see Niflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.